Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Tuesday live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. It feels like an October show. Jimmy Johnson's on today. Mark Sanchez, Peter Schrager. It's like October, November right now. Football. We have a full slate of exhibition games this weekend. Only 3 weeks of those now. Joy Taylor is joining me in a very serious outfit. For those on radio, this is the kind of outfit where if Joy came down the hall at your workplace, somebody would be getting fired. This is a very official looking.
This is my official. I'm announcing my candidacy for office outfit. Yeah. So we are not going to have a weekend without football.
Oh, that's great.
Until February. It's here.
No lies told. Good with it. Two things are melting down on August 9th. Trump supporters and the New York Giants. Here's the very latest. Brawls. Not even a brawl. Brawls. Plural. Breaking out at Giants training camp involving players and coaches. An offensive line coach. Oh, good Lord. This doesn't happen very often with a star quarterback. There's a clear leader. There is deference. By the way, the Saints have had one of these this year. The Niners, who don't have a star quarterback right now, right? Because Garoppolo's not allowed to practice. The Giants have had one of these. It happens to good teams, too. But what you see, when you lack leadership, you have workplace meltdowns. I've had a couple in my career. The office, you know, kind of blows up. It's not the employee's fault. It's not my coworker's fault. It's not my fault. It's a management issue. When you have a star quarterback, first of all, the offense usually controls practice. The bad spurts are short. The good spurts are long. And the star quarterback, again, has that authority where you don't get into that stuff when you have a star quarterback very often. When you don't have a star quarterback and you have a bad quarterback, You have to repeat stuff. Coaches get snarkier. Coaches get impatient. Players get impatient. Listen, it's August 9th, right? Like everybody wants to be very optimistic, but wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, offensive linemen, you can't fool professional football players. You can't fool professional athletes. Oftentimes, joy is my witness, I'll bring pro athletes, pro football players on the set, and I'll ask them, as a veteran player, when you see a rookie come into camp, how many practices does it take before you're like, guy can play, guy can't play? Almost to a player, they're like, yeah, two practices. Well, Daniel Jones been there a few years now, and he's not very good, right? And you can't fool the players, and they're getting frustrated, and offense is getting manhandled. Giants have a pretty good defensive front, and this is what happens. It spirals out of control. So you don't have a star player, and everybody in the building knows that at the most important position. Or my crazy idea could solve some of this. Bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. Colin, we don't have cap space. Figure it out. The Rams always do. Figure it out. The bad teams, the Bears, can never figure out the cap. The good teams, the Saints and the Rams, always do. Figure it out. Jimmy Garoppolo's been to Super Bowls. All the players know it. Jimmy Garoppolo's won 70% of his starts. He just beat Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau. Is Jimmy Garoppolo Josh Allen? No, he's not, but he wins a lot of football games and a lot of big football games that the Giants watch on TV because their season was really over in week 9. It's August 9th. It's melting down. I do not believe this would be happening if Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes were quarterbacks for the New York Giants. When you're lacking leadership, it becomes finger-pointing. You put Jimmy Garoppolo in there, and if you struggle with Jimmy G, guys got to point fingers at themselves. Guys got to look in the mirror. That guy's won. That guy elevated Deebo Samuel. That guy helped make George Kittle a Pro Bowler. That guy beat Aaron Rodgers. That guy gives the Rams trouble. Maybe it's us. So when you get quarterback right, this is why I've never had a problem for like the Niners rolling the dice and giving up 3 picks for Trey Lance. It's a lot, but if you get it right, you're set for 12 years. I mean, I remember years ago when Washington drafted RG3 in the first pick and they drafted Kirk Cousins in the fourth round and they gave up a ton of picks and everybody freaked out. They won a division. Despite all that, despite RG3 not really working out, giving up all those picks, they won a division a few years later, I believe. They were competitive. You can give up. The Rams don't even have a first-round pick. When's the last time the Rams had one? If you get the quarterback right, it smooths out practice. It smooths out arguments. It shortens crises. Everything is easier. And right now, you got coaches fighting, players fighting, because there's no deference. There's no star. The ugly moments in practice last longer. And the idea that Daniel Jones is, even with this smart new coaching staff, is going to suddenly become an accurate thrower of the football, I do not buy it. Years ago, you gave a quarterback 3 full seasons. Years ago, you didn't have all these 7-on-7 camps. Years ago, you didn't have all these summer workouts. Kids didn't have quarterback mentors and coaches. So I'll give a guy, my feeling is, if I get a year of you, by the second year, Thanksgiving, I've made a decision. I don't need to go public with it, but I've sat down with my GM, my scouts, and my coaches, and I'm like, he's the guy or he's not the guy. It took us 2 hours in Justin Herbert's first start to figure out he was the guy. 2 hours. Remember that? They walked up to him right before the game against the Chiefs. The Chiefs, Mahomes. They said, hey, Tyrod Taylor had a medical problem. Can you start? By halftime, we were all like, whoa, broken play. Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray first start. Whoa, guy can play. Joe Burrow. Second start. Doesn't take that long. In 2022, second year Thanksgiving, we know now what it is. And what it is a problem. It is a problem. So you think that Jimmy G thing doesn't make any sense. This, sticking with this, doesn't make any sense. All right. So speaking of New York, you guys think I lean to California on my show. We're talking Brooklyn now. So yesterday, I think it was at the end of our show, we had a real moment. So Kevin Durant sat down, to his credit, sat down with the owner, which I like. He sat down with the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, Joe Tsai, and he said, hey, I want to get rid of Steve Nash and the GM, or trade me. So Shams came out, Joe Tsai, Kevin Durant's like, listen, Sean Marks, the GM, Steve Nash have to go or trade me. And then the owner came out a little bit later and said, our front office and coaching staff have my support. So now, what's the golden rule on this show when stories come out? Whenever there's a breaking story, you've heard this, anybody listening to me for 20 years, I always go to the same thing. Who wanted this story out? I don't think the owner wanted this story out. I don't think Sean Marks and Steve Nash wanted out, that Kevin Durant doesn't think they're any good. Kevin Durant's side wanted this out. Why? Because he wants out, and there was no movement in the trade market, and there's no movement because Miami wants him and Boston wants him. But the GM of Brooklyn's asking for a boatload. And so the fastest way to get fired or traded in any job is to call out your owner or call out your boss publicly. So Kevin calls out his boss and his coach, and that will speed things up. They're willing now to take less. You call out your GM, you call out your coach, it gets toxic. Now they'll get him out of the building. What it shows you is Kevin Durant really wants out. He wants out. They couldn't make a trade partner, not because people don't want Kevin. Miami wants him. Boston wants him. Phoenix wanted him. But they were holding firm on, you know, seven picks and five players. So to me, I think sometimes you got to cut your losses. I'd go to Boston. If you gave me Jaylen Brown, a very, very good player, and I could put Jaylen Brown, Kyrie Irving, Ben Simmons, Royce O'Neal, Joe Harris, Patty Mills on the floor next year, that's a playoff team. If Ben Simmons plays, and I think he will, that's a playoff team. Well, that's all you were with Kevin Durant. What were you with Kevin Durant? Two first-round exits and a second-round exit. So to me, if you get Jaylen Brown and a bench player from the Celtics, forget about the draft picks. They're not going to play for years. If you gave me Jaylen Brown, who, by the way, is a great defensive player, so is Ben Simmons. Kyrie's not. If you gave me Jaylen Brown, Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, Royce O'Neal, Joe Harris, Patty Mills, that's a playoff team. Well, that's all you've been with Kevin Durant. You keep talking about ceiling stuff with Kevin Durant. All you've been is a first and second round out team. So what I'm not going to do is blow up my front office again. You think the best coaches are available? But what coach is available now? The good guys are off the market. Ty Lue's not leaving the Clippers to go to this mess. So you're not going to get a great coach. You're not going to get a great GM. Kevin's 34. Kevin's hurt a lot. Kevin wasn't happy with Steve Kerr, great coach. Kevin isn't happy with Billy Donovan, who I thought's at least a good coach. And he wasn't happy with Steve Nash, who appears to be a little overwhelmed, but as a smart guy, I know him, could get better, like all of us. Pretty learned, pretty smart, play the game, could get better. And Jason Kidd, by the way, is a better coach today than he was when he first came in. Why? Jason's smart. He's been around the league. Jason Kidd was a little overwhelmed first year or two. Jason Kidd got better as a coach. Ty Lue today is probably better when he first became a coach. I think Steve Nash will get better as a coach. Smart guy. So, but the story here is Kevin wanted this puppy out. Kevin wants out. This idea he'll come back, he'll get along. You put this out, you want to kind of embarrass or humiliate your boss. And so your boss says, forget it, get him out of the building, I'm ticked off. And so somebody's going to get Kevin Durant. My takeaway now is Kyrie's probably going to come back. He has no market, but Kevin's probably going to force their hand and he'll be somewhere. And it'll be very exciting. If you put Kevin Durant in Miami with most of that crew, it feels like a championship-level team. I think Kevin Durant with Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart and Robert Williams, to me, feels like potentially a championship team. That's better for the NBA. He's not going to go to a bad team. And I don't think Brooklyn is terrible if they move off him and get Jaylen Brown, a draft pick or two, and a bench player. They got players. But, I mean, what are you really giving up? He couldn't get you past the second round. So if you get into the playoffs and get bounced in the first round, that's what you've been, mostly with Kevin Durant. All right, what a, speaking of melting down, holy moly, what a mess with the Patriots yesterday. I will say this. One of the things I've always liked, I have probably, I don't want to mention them because I don't want to, I've had, there's five or six people in this country, maybe six or seven people in this country that do local radio or TV that I have great admiration for. I think they're very good. They all have one thing in common, is that they're willing to call out local teams. The worst thing in the world is when you get local people and local bloggers and they're just pom-pom wavers. No respect for that. But there are people all over the country through the years that have been willing to club their local team. And I have great respect for that because that's hard to do. You know, you go to the grocery store and you see the fans. You know, you go out to a restaurant, you see the fans. They know who you are. They watch. So I always like when local reporters are willing to get, you know, hate mail from local fans. It's easy for me to come up here and take shots at people because I, you know, I don't live in these cities. But it's harder when you're local. I got death threats in Las Vegas when I was critical of Tark. I got death threats. And, you know, in a weird way, it's sort of a badge of honor. Like, you know, okay, I'm willing to say, you know, things that I thought were true at the time, and they mostly were. So here we go in Foxborough, and it wasn't one reporter. It was like all of them crushing Belichick.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is so nice to have you back on a Tuesday today. Jimmy Johnson's going to be joining us at the top of next hour, the Hall of Fame head coach. So I am reading this morning. I went in on the Angry Bird app, Twitter, and I went and found all these New England Patriot reporters in Boston. It's a big city with a pretty tough media. But, you know, when you cover a team for 20 years and they're the gold standard of the sport, you know, it's much tougher to take your wax at Belichick. Zach Cox, it's been ugly. The offense is ugly. Tom Curran, perpetually overwhelmed offense. Mike Reese, who I work with, it might be time to give Dante Scarnecchia a call for an independent evaluation. Greg Bedard's a pro. Arguably the worst start of offense to camp. Phil Perry, offense looks broken. It was apparently, and for all of the, and then I got a rundown of the plays, and they couldn't complete anything 3 yards downfield. It was just a disaster. And I was thinking about this. If you were, let's say you were a head coach in the NFL and you'd had a dynasty and you really privately did not like the owner because the owner did something one time that really ticked you off and you had your money, you had your legacy, you had your rings, and you were trying to sabotage the organization. Let's just pretend here. What would you do? If you were trying to sabotage it, you'd first of all tick off your superstar quarterback and he would leave town. Well, that happened. You'd have your legendary older coaches retire at the same time. Get out of the building. Ernie Adams, Dante Scarnecchia. You'd bring back failed coaches and then put them in positions to fail. Matt Patricia, offensive coordinator, now that he's never done that. You would have really strange drafts where players have no real value around the league when you leave. Overpay for marginal free agents, so they did that last year, that handicaps you, at least in the short term, for mobility financially. And oh, by the way, let go of really great players at key positions that have increasing value over the last 5 years. Cornerback J.C. Jackson. No, they did all of those. I am in no way saying Bill Belichick privately doesn't like Robert Kraft, although I've read it in books. What I am saying is, if you were trying to sabotage a NFL team, I think this is what you would do. A dynasty. I mean, how many bad moves can they make? I mean, there's no precedent for taking a defensive coordinator who bombed as a head coach and moving him to offensive coordinator. We don't have a precedent for that. You wouldn't do that in high school. Even in high school, you'd be like, yeah, that's a defensive guy. We're not going to put Bob on running the offense. He's a defensive guy. Especially with a second-year quarterback who needs support. Look at how the Bengals treat Burrow and the Chiefs have treated Mahomes, and how the Bills, even with a defensive coach, once again keep giving Josh Allen better coaches, more support, drafting offensive linemen, another wide receiver. Patriots are going the opposite way. And I'll tell you, it really feels like Blockbuster at the end, where you have this business and they're doubling down and they're just the Hulus and the Amazons and the Netflix, and they're doing another business. And that's the Chiefs and the Rams and the Niners and all these smart offensive teams. They're literally in another business. And New England is even drafting Mac Jones. Mac Jones is old school. What you're not looking for in 2022 is a slightly undersized pocket passer with no ability once the play breaks down to make anything happen. Even the drafting of Mac Jones feels like it's old school and past sort of its time. The Patriots have no feel for offense. How do I know that? They currently have the most expensive receiving core in the NFL and arguably the worst. I mean, you can say what you want about the Packers receiving core. They got a couple of rookies here, and Sammy Watkins was good. Randall Cobb was good, but they're past their prime. I mean, we got nobody here. So it is, I mean, honestly, if you were trying to sabotage it, it would look like this. Tick off Brady, overpay for average free agents, weird draft, two brilliant coaches, old guys out, put guys in positions that are obviously the NFL's never been more offensive leaning. Maybe you could have done this in 1968 or 74. The idea that a defensive coach is going to run your offense, I think this organization does not have a feel for offense. How can you pay this much money for wide receivers and not have a single guy that can separate? Devontae Parker from Miami, they let him go. Of 131 receivers in the NFL, Warren Sharp, who does analytics, smart guy, said he separated less than any other receiver the last 2 years. So I don't know. Obviously, I'm doing this a little tongue-in-cheek with a sabotage thing, but, I mean, at some point, football's not that complicated. You take care of your star quarterbacks. If you get a young quarterback, you do everything you can with coaching, offensive line. You don't let Shaq Mason go. You draft a lot of receivers. You get really, really high-end wide receivers. You don't go cheap at wide receiver. And you certainly, in a division with Josh Allen, don't let go of your best corner. Yikes, I don't get it. I just do not get it at all. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, we talked yesterday about the latest report out of Panthers camp that the starting job is Baker Mayfield's to lose.
That's right.
We might have a little more insight into the quarterback battle. Matt Rhule is giving a ton of credit to his new quarterback's work in camp and his ability to pick up the playbook.
I think he's definitely improving. He's definitely improving. He gets more and more of a feel for what he can do at the line of scrimmage. And so those things are, you know, he's making, what he's done in 10 days is pretty impressive, or 10 practices, 11 practices. So he's making really good jumps.
Yeah, well.
Well, Baker's always been a smart guy. Sometimes he's too snarky, but I never thought Baker Mayfield wouldn't be quick and pick up an offense. I know a lot of you really do believe that I have it out for certain athletes. It should be noted, I was always tough on Carmelo Anthony. I was right. Tough on Cam. I was right. Tough on Westbrook. I was right. I was tough on Baker in Cleveland. He blew it up. And I'm tough on Aaron Rodgers. He is a little self-indulgent. But I do think, I've said this to you before, he's absolutely one of the 32 best quarterbacks on the planet. And I would probably put him at about 23, 24. He's absolutely a starting quarterback. Right now with Sam Darnold, you can't say that.
Well, it might appear that the Panthers very much agree with you. Benjamin Albright reported that the Panthers are now shopping Sam Darnold. Now, they might have trouble finding a team that wants to take on his $18.8 million salary.
That at this point, I couldn't pay that for Sam. I would have if I was Carolina, because they were a mess. What I've seen now with two teams, with two, by the way, Adam Gase and Rhule are offensive guys, and in both instances, I see this reckless play. I couldn't pay $18 million for Sam right now. I could not.
He said that a league source denied the report, but I could see them asking around about Sam Darnold if they feel strongly about Baker, but also with that salary. And if you can afford both of them, why not have them? Once you announce who the starter is in this situation,
don't you have to move off the other one?
If he's too expensive to move off of. Now, listen, a lot of things can happen throughout the season. Maybe somebody gets desperate. I don't know how you could really get desperate to the point where you want Sam Darnold. Probably your backup is fine if you're in a situation like that, especially for that money. But I don't think there will be, this is a situation where you're going to have like a divided locker room or something like that. I feel like those things happen when the talent level is extremely close and there's a lot of allegiances to the former quarterback. You know, there's a lot more emotion built up in the situation
right. When
you're talking about that. I don't think that's the case. Players want to win. They want the best player out there on the field.
Of course.
That's, at the end of the day, you can like someone and be friends with them. But if they're not going to get the job done, then that's just what it is. This is a competitive business at the end of the day.
It's a business.
Right. It's not about, you know, who's friends. I feel like the momentum is building towards Baker winning the job for week one.
Well, this stuff getting out, pretty clear sign. They didn't bring him there for nothing. Well, we both said he would start. We just didn't think it would be week one or two.
Well, I thought Sam would have the edge as far as the system and the playbook and all of that goes. And Baker was coming off of injuries. But Baker is the better quarterback when he's healthy and in a steady situation. I don't think Baker is a good quarterback. I think he's had one good season and one playoff game.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
And what he's going to be able to do is going to be very dependent on everyone else around him.
Yeah.
And we'll see how much Carolina has. So Lamar Jackson is entering the final year of his rookie contract. Well, he hasn't gotten an extension from the Ravens just yet. He did bulk up this offseason. He reportedly added 25 pounds of muscle. He visibly looks much bigger. Have you seen Lamar?
Yeah, and by the way, there are athletes, more than a few, that don't commit like this. This is another Lamar Jackson reminder. The kid's all in.
Oh, I don't think there's any question he loves football. And that's not the question here. I think people get really caught up in how long is he going to be able to sustain his style of play, which is a fair question for 6 years from now. Do you feel like Lamar Jackson's going to take a step back in the next 4 to 5 years?
No,
absolutely not. And that's what the contract will be.
That's what I say about Kyler. I do believe Kyler Murray's career, I've said this about Westbrook, I predicted Westbrook would have a precipitous fall off the cliff because it was so based on hyper-athleticism. There was no nuance to his game. Kyler's going to have a shorter career. He's not going to have Brady because he's an instinct player. Ben, Cam, Vic, it ends really fast. But what do I care? I'm paying him for 5 years. Will Kyler be good in 5 years? Will Lamar be good in 5 years?
Yes.
Yes, next, I'll pay him.
I don't understand it. It's this insane conversation. Every time it comes up, it's like, whoa, 10 years from now, I don't understand. Are we going to be able to breathe, like, the air in 10 years?
Are we going to have a democracy in 10 years? I don't even know.
I don't know. I don't care. I'm worried about the next 5 years of what the contract is. Everyone just points to this Patrick Mahomes contract, and everyone points to Brady. Brady is an outlier. Patrick Mahomes' contract is an outlier. It's not reasonable. A contract would be 5 years, maybe 6 years, but realistically, you're going 4 to 5 years. So who cares what he's going to be in 6 years? Who cares what he's going to be in 5 years? If you could have 4 years of this Lamar Jackson, are you taking it? Of course you are. Well, anyway, apparently this is adding to his throwing velocity, the extra muscle, and John Harbaugh is putting the worries to rest that the weight could slow him down.
I think he's back more in that direction a little bit with the COVID and all the different crazy things that happened the last 2 years. He probably ended up slimming down. He just did for whatever reason. But I like him. I like the way he looks. I like what he's done with himself. And, yeah, he hasn't slowed him down at all.
It's very weird concerns about Lamar Jackson. Everyone's always worried about Lamar Jackson.
It is funny, isn't it?
They're terrified.
It's unbelievable. I don't know. What's going on with him? I don't know.
Are you sure he's not a tight end?
It is, though. I say this about Garoppolo, and I say this about Lamar. In the end, Lamar's better, obviously. But in the end, when you win 70 to 72% of your starts, I don't really care about your ceiling, because I believe all of us, you and me, our ceiling, everybody's ceiling, even an actor, Tom Hanks, his ceiling was realized in his career when he got Steven Spielberg, right? But Tom Hanks was always talented, but Lamar's ceiling will only be reached if he gets, you know, like perfect team. It's hard to win the Super Bowl. Like Brady's lost Super Bowls. So to me are you good, effective, productive, and win 3 out of 4 times you play in the NFL? If the answer is yes, then I'm signing you as a quarterback.
It's not even a question.
It's silly.
And to be this concerned about someone that does something better than anyone else in the league does it. He's the best running quarterback in the league, right? We all can agree with that. There's definitely other guys that have some talent, but nobody is as explosive as Lamar Jackson. So when you have someone that is extremely talented at something, who cares? Everybody needs good teammates to win. It's a team game. You can have the best offense ever. If your defense is blown open, right, it doesn't matter. It's a team game. So this idea, I don't even like that narrative. Like, well, he's going to have everything perfect around him. Does he? I feel like there's a lot of Super Bowls that have been won with, like, terrible rosters. So we have breaking news in the sports world today, as Serena Williams has announced her tennis career is winding down, and she has suggested that the U.S. Open will be her final tournament. She said she is trying to evolve away from tennis. She doesn't want to really use the word retirement, but she wants to grow her family, and that is a reason behind the decision. She started her professional career in 1995. This is a part of a first-person essay that she has in Vogue this morning. I wasn't ready to win Wimbledon this year, and I don't know if I'll be ready to win in New York, but I'm going to try, and the lead-up tournaments will be fun. I know there's a fan fantasy that I might have tied Margaret that day in London, then maybe beat her record in New York, and then a trophy ceremony say, see ya. It's a good fantasy, but I'm not looking for some ceremonial final on-the-court moment. I'm terrible at goodbyes, but I'm turning 41 this month, and something's got to give.
Well, she's the greatest women's tennis player of all time, which is saying something, because you had back to Billie Jean King, Chris Everett, Steffi Graf, Martina Navratilova.
She's talking about Margaret Court, who has the singles Grand Slam title, all-time record. I mean, she's been playing since she was 14 years old. She has 73 career singles titles, 23 Grand Slam titles.
Good,
that's the most in the Open era.
Lord.
4 Olympic gold medals and 319 weeks at number one. I mean, she is not just one of the greatest female tennis players of all time. She's one of the greatest tennis players in history,
yeah,
male or female. She's just, it's really hard to define what Serena has meant to, not just the sport, obviously, but just to sport. She's so dominant and such a big presence and big personality and always presented as herself. She's so authentic. She never leaned into, like, I have to be this kind of personality and I have to be subdued. If I'm angry and I want to slam my tennis racket, the men do it and no one freaks out.
Yeah.
She was always defined in that space.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's inspired tennis in this country. Like, she's the GOAT. She's just the greatest.
Yeah.
She has an unbelievable essay in Vogue this morning, and her daughter Olympia is, like, holding up the other side of her dress. Her daughter's so cute. They have so many videos. You know, like the video they put together of Tiger and his son?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Where they're
stuff.
Like, they have all the same mannerisms.
Yes.
It's so great to see her and her daughter on the tennis court. But unbelievable career, and it's going to be hard to get a ticket to that tournament.
You know, that's only that. There's only one or two sporting events I've never been to. I've always wanted to go. And U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows has been one, but it's like late August, early September.
Yeah, it's
and
football season.
It's always just, I just can't find time. And I've had a couple of tennis buddies who have invited me, and it looks so fun. It's under the lights, New York. It's you get that warmth. It's still warm, a little humid. There's been so many, you can go back to Jimmy Connors. There's been so many moments at the U.S. Open that have been so redeemable in the history of golf, and this will just add another one. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
Oh, I know it's football season. Peter Schrager, Fox Sports Insider, Good Morning Football. So, listen, it is hard to criticize a dynasty or a genius like a Belichick when you're a local reporter. But when seven different reporters have said this is a disaster, Mac Jones looks completely overwhelmed. it's a real thing, okay? These are local guys who have to see Belichick and go to the grocery store and see fans. Who do we blame? Like, how did we get here, Schrags?
It's real. Mike Giardi covers this team for NFL Network, and he's been on our show on Good Morning Football talking endlessly about how off the offense looks. And Greg Bedard does such a good job up there. He's been tweeting about it. Anyone who's actually on the grounds has been saying that the defense is light years ahead of the offense. And you say, okay, well, they'll figure it out. But there's the same lingering question from the summer, which was, who's running the offense? You know, Belichick is historically a defensive coach, and he's a head coach. The offensive coordinator, Josh McDaniels, left for Las Vegas. With him, he took Mick Lombardi. Mike Lombardi, our old friend, his son, was working with the quarterback. He went with him to Vegas. So now you're left with Joe Judge, who's a special teams coach by trade, Matt Patricia, who's a defensive coach by trade, and you got Vinny Sanceri coaching the running backs. He's a cornerbacks coach by trade. You've got defensive coaches with a second-year quarterback. Now, you'd usually say, be patient. They'll figure it out, and that's fine, and I want to lean towards that. But from what we're hearing, Mac looks physically really good, but the offense is completely out of sync, and it might be a bit of a learning curve with all these new coaches in his ear and potentially running a new scheme when Josh McDaniels had him dialed in last year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's hard enough to be a good coach on the side of the ball you know. I mean, this is a hard sport. There's a lot of good coaches. So I've had...
In 89, I was doing research on this because I'm a sick pup. Marty Schottenheimer with the Browns was like, you know what? I'm going to coach the offense. And it was like a big move. He was the head coach and he went coach. And it was fine. But like, that's how rare an instance this is for Belichick to basically be the one be like, don't worry, I got it. To not have a proper offensive coordinator, offensive coach on the staff.
So I've had, three, four different people have told me tied to the Niners is, listen, accuracy has been an issue with Trey Lance. He's a great athlete, very coachable. Some guys are never accurate. This has been my knock on Daniel Jones. I don't think he was accurate in college. Jake Locker came out of Washington, went to Tennessee.
Great player.
College player. Just could not complete the ball accurately enough. What are you hearing on Trey Lance? What do you think?
All right, so the Trey Lance deal is that there's great enthusiasm and optimism, and I know we both love Mike Silver, and he's been doing that great work with you, and Silver did say, like, hey, like, there's all this. But Mike's not wrong when he says that it's not going to happen overnight, and as great as they think he can be, there might be some hiccups in this thing. And the truth of the matter is he doesn't need to be the superstar Trey Lance that they drafted third overall this year. They've got an amazing left tackle in Trent Williams. They've got an amazing defense at all three levels. Maybe the best middle linebacker in Fred Warner. And then, of course, they've got this great running game and this coach who can dial it up. The question, and I said the same thing with the Patriots, and I've spoken to other coaches about this, and they're like, no, that'll be fine. His offensive coordinator, well, we don't know. Kyle Shanahan is the guy who's going to be the head coach. Brian Griese is the quarterback's coach. Brian Griese has never coached. Never coached. Brian Griese was calling Monday Night Football last year. So you've got the second-year quarterback without Garoppolo under center. You now have Trey Lance getting all this stuff, and Brian Griese kind of learning things as well. Again, people say Greasy's brilliant. He's great with quarterbacks. That'll be fine. But Kyle Shanahan's hands could be full. You got a second-year quarterback who did not prove much last year in his 2.5 games of action. And there's all this hope and enthusiasm. He doesn't have to be, you know, Patrick Mahomes this year. They've got a good enough team where they can win football games, especially in a watered-down NFC, if Trey Lance just doesn't turn the ball over and makes a few splash plays.
So, you know, Matt Stafford, there's been some arm issues. I texted Les Snead this weekend. And
what did Les give you?
Well, I mean, listen, it's annoying more than it is keeps you off the field. It's painful and annoying. There's a lot of different kinds of injuries. Most of these guys in this league, by week three, everybody's hurt. Nobody's totally healthy. What do you make of the stories that Matt Stafford has, you know, severe pain in his throwing arm?
Look, to your point, and to Les's and to all the people in that building that I speak with, and I speak with them often, they would rather Matt Stafford be out there slinging the ball. But he's not every down. That said, he had a really good practice Saturday, threw the ball, from what I'm told, 60 yards on a pass. They feel confident that he's going to be just fine for this season. McVay would not have come back to the Rams with all the things that he could have done if he didn't think Stafford was going to be good to go. He wasn't coming back to coach John Walford or whoever's going to be the backup for 17 games. They are fully confident that Stafford and this elbow, it's just about resting it and being ready for the regular season. That said, would you rather him not have elbow issues after having an offseason where it was supposed to be addressed? Of course. It's real, but I don't think it's reason for concern yet. I would also add that, you know, one of the reasons you're seeing so much Wofford is that the defense, with Stafford there not throwing so many passes, the defense needs to get their reps in too. Wofford's the backup. He's played in some big games. He can challenge the defense and give the defense practice as well. Stafford not throwing the ball 60 times and not throwing the ball long isn't going to give the defense any practice. So he's not going to play preseason. They were pretty, you know, certain in that that was going to be the case anyway. But the hope is that Stafford is just fine. And I think they feel pretty confident that they're running this thing back with Stafford, not with a backup quarterback this season.
So you were the first guy to tell me, Coward, Patrick Mahomes is going to be a superstar. I said,
I love that you give me credit.
I said, you went to Kansas City, had some good barbecue. Come on. You had too much barbecue sauce this weekend. Well, you were right. So give me your, give me a breakout guy. Give me a guy who legitimately people in the organization are going, oh, we found ourselves a gem here.
Yeah, it's been the entire summer of a guy named Romeo Doubs. And you might be like, who the heck is Romeo Doubs? Wasn't a college superstar, was a fourth round pick out of Nevada to the Green Bay Packers. And I've seen this before from the Packers where they talk up some rookie and everything. This guy is making a play every single day. We're 10 days into training camp, and all anyone out of Green Bay wants to talk about is Romeo Doubs. There he is, we're number 87. I don't know if he's going to be a fantasy superstar. I don't know if he's even active week one. I'll tell you this, the first 10 days at a training camp, he has been the standout. Rodgers has spoken highly of him. Alan Lazard has spoken highly about him. And I can tell you from sources there, it's not just pumping up some random rookie. This guy has been excelling against NFL players right out of the gates. And we're talking about Eric Stokes, Jair Alexander, Rasul Douglas, top corners in the league. So if I'm watching anything week one in training camp, I want to see who's stepping up. And then if I want to look at towards the season, who's Rodgers' guy going to be? And if this guy is actually as good as he's been playing in practice, again, through 10 days, we might have something here. And Rodgers might be just fine having Alan Lazard, Romeo Doubs, and Sammy Watkins and Christian Watson as his guys.
How about that? Nevada. I've watched games up there before, up in Reno. It's a great little stadium. Chris Ault used to be the head coach. They invented the pistol.
Oh, I love it. They ran the pistol. I love that. Yeah.
They invented the pistol offense. Great stuff, Shrays. You look fantastic. Getting ready for a busy, busy beehive of activity here in the fall. Good seeing you, buddy.
You're the man. Joy, you're great. Love being on the show.
All right. There we go. So how about that? You know, there's always the – I read a story the other day, Kansas City – seventh round drafted a running back, and they were like, oh my, there's a lot of football talent out there. There's a lot.
Half the league is undrafted.
It's
you have guys that have unbelievable careers that come out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean,
one guy had a pretty successful career, was drafted in the sixth round.
Brady was pretty good.
Well,
I mean, think about that. Even quarterbacks, Joe Montana, not a first rounder, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, Tom Brady. Now, most of the great ones are first round.
Sure.
But no, it's they're. I mean, I remember the Chargers when they were in San Diego one year, and you could look it up. It's called Google. They got Antonio Gates, Hall of Fame tight end. I mean, just an unbelievable talent.
Yep.
Undrafted, and then they got an interior offensive lineman. I think it was the same year undrafted that made a Pro Bowl. Two guys, same side of the ball. I could be wrong, but I think there was an offensive lineman they may have gotten that year or the year before. It felt like, and it's...
It also should just tell you the difference between the sport of college football and professional football. Like, it's just a different world.
Yes. Sometimes you are... There are guys that have been better pros than college guys.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean, they're really coachable. They may have a lower ceiling, but they can adapt. Some guys don't
adapt.
Their
bodies change.
Absolutely. It happens to us, all of us. Hour two next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.